Kumlen and Ablat Gemara. We are up to Daf Mem Vav, Amar Aleph. Okay. And we said that a papa changes mind as well, that even though money cannot be the one that transacts, cannot be used as chalipin, but it can be the object of chalipin. Says the Gemara, V'chein Amarula, this idea that money cannot be used as chalipin, and the svara we gave was because people, when they look at money, they look at the form of it, the image on it. And the image is something that can change, and we need a nala, we need a dover mesuim, or something that's wholesome, and something that has longevity. So Ula says the same thing, ein matbeya nasa chalipin, v'chein Amar Rab Asi says the same thing. We had a machlekes before between Rav and Levi. So v'chein Amar Rab Asi, ein matbeya nasa chalipin. V'chein Amar Rab Abba v'chonam, Rabbi Yechanan, ein matbeya nasa chalipin. That a coin cannot be used a chalipin. So the Gemara is now going to ask a question. Eisvei Rebbe Abba Lulu, and that's above all of the bottom half of the page. Abba asked Ula a question. You, Ula, say from all these Amarim, he's the only one he met. So he said, you say, Ula, that what? That Matbeya does not become Chalipi. Let me ask you a question. It says, Haresh Haya Chamorav Upoyalov, the people who ride your donkeys or any other employee of yours, Toivin, you said, you're making the street, hey, you didn't pay us this week. He didn't happen to have money on him. So he said to the money changer, we learned a few days ago that the money changers are the ones who always have money around and they lend and everything else. He said to the money changer, 10 libe dinner mice. He says, look, do me a favor. I need some small money. Give me in exchange of a dinner money. The problem is I don't have the dinner with me here. And therefore, I owe you. And I will pay you back the fine the same, so I can pay off all these different employees, whatever I owe them. And I will give you back your for dinner. I'll give you pay you back a dinner and a trisis, some kind of a coin, a trisis. From money that I have at home, I'll pay you back. I'll pay more. Yofa
means
more. In other words, $100, I'll give back $102. So you give me copper coins. Oh, we'll see what we're talking about. You give me copper coins, and I will give you something else instead. I'll give you back a silver coin or a gold coin, and plus a little bit extra.
You can also have the issue of Savishor here because he has his time, but he hasn't
got it on. Savishor is only by paydus, not my money. So right now we're talking about money. We'll see in a minute. He said, it's like this. Im yesh loy mois, Rashi is a big chiddush in the Gemara here, but others don't agree. Im yesh loy mois, if you happen to have money at home, then muta you allowed to. We avoid the problem of ribis vim lav, and if not, us. Now, the way we understood right now, we're talking about money. This is, well, what is the kinyan of here? No, the why is there no problem of ribis? Because it's yours right away. When is there a problem of ribis? There's a loan. There's no loan because the moment you give me the copper, you're coining the silver, the gold coins in my house. So where's the loan? No loan. It's a swap. Chalipin. So when you gave the money out, that's I'm coining the money. It's chalipin. So we see money is coining chalipin. That's exactly the question. Who cares who? It doesn't make a difference. There's no makna coining here. I'm giving you gold, you give me copper. Who's the makna here? That's the whole thing we had before. There's no makna coining here. They're both. It's a swap. There's no object here. So the cheder, there's a mamish chalipin. So we see clearly my bein chalipin. The isak adatich ain't my bein as chalipin. Because if you tell me my bein is not chalipin, so what's the word? I owe you the money, right? You give out the prutas, and I owe you the golden coin. When I go home, I'll bring it to you. If that, then it's mamish alone. What's chilek if it's 5 minutes or if it's 10 months? It's alone or 30 days. And if it's alone, that's the cheder. That's mamish aganata. That's mamish a case of ribis. Also forbidden. So obviously it's not a loan. Why is it a loan? Because it's chalipin. Klar, that what? That money becomes chalipin. That's the Gemara's question. Kash and all those who said till now, matbei ain't as chalipin. Ishtik, Ula didn't have what to answer. Omale, now this is the beauty of the Gemara. Rab Abba, who asked the question to Ula, who stumped him, said, the Rebbe, I think I have an answer for you. See how honest they are? They're not out to win each other. They're out to work out the truth. Yeah. Amalei, so Rab Abba says to Ula, Dilma, perhaps, Idi v'idi beprutadashanu. We're talking about coins that are not valid coins. And because they're not valid coins, we're talking about copper coins that don't have yet the stamp. There's no stamp on it. So therefore, it's not money, it's not currency, it's a commodity.
So he's trying to pay his workers.
Yeah, exactly. Because they go in the store, people will take it, it's a barter, it still has value. It's a commodity rather than a currency. Therefore, the lekalayutiva, there's no coins on it. And so therefore, b'idividi peilahave umshem hachenikne bechalipin. The coins in your house and the coins in the store are both coins that have no stamp on it, and therefore it's all peidus. So what are we doing? We're swapping peidus with peidus. That's a normal case of chalipin. You're right. So the moment, so it's not even saw b'saw because I'm giving it to you straight away. There's no waiting or anything.
Exactly.
And Omalei and Ula says that is so far fetched. In fact, it's a good answer. And they can now prove it to you. And this is what Yimi picked up when he learned the Braisa. What kind of lashon is yofa dinner? Money is money. Yiktani, it says yofa dinner. I'll give you back. I have my house. Yofa dinner, something that's worth a dinner. No, it's not a dinner itself. V'trisim. Look, Tony, dinner yofa, a dinner that's nice or trisim. Shmamra, we're talking about coins, which are not coins, it's a commodity. But it's equal in value to a dinner. That's what yofa dinner is. The clutter I, so therefore, it's paid by paid. So, but my bay itself cannot be chalip. Rav Ashi says, a number of years later, you don't have to come on to that. Let's read the mission of what we originally thought about money. So you ask the question. If it's money, that means al-khayda. Why isn't it ibis? The only possible explanation is because the money, because that's in my house, is straight away yours. And if it's straight away yours, then l'chayda, there's no ribis. And the only way that's possible is through chalipin. I want you to know, no, l'eilam b'dami, we're talking about money. Ube put it in normal currency. I lechayde, so money cannot be kind of chalipin. Why? And because I guess kivon the islay, because he has it nase ka'emid hilveini atchiyava bonei atchiyava beniyu atchiyava or atchemtza mafteya. This is a very big chiddush right after the Gemara. We know when it comes to a sale, I sell you. Sorry, when it comes to let's say saw b'saw, I lend you a saw and you give me back a saw. We said before that it's a problem because it might be ribbis, it might be something that fluctuates in value, goes up in value, I'm paying you back more. So we said, but if I have already a saw sitting in my house, it's like I paid you back straight away. Navas, I'm holding it off. We're saying the same thing now with money. When it comes to money over here, says Rashi like this, when is the ribbis? Only when there's agernata. The word we're going to use in Eitz and Eshek all the time is agernata. Ribbis is only, if I give you a dollar, you give me back $1.20, it's not ribbis. Ribbis is if I give you $1 and tomorrow I give you back $1.20. Because the schar hamtonas mois. Why are you giving me extra? Because I let you have the money for a day or two. So you're paying me for allowing you time. That's ribbis. Over here, because there's no time, because the money's sitting in my house. Agar is schar, and natar is waiting on the time. Technical Hebrew is natar, but the yeshiva will be sort of saying natar, yeah. Exactly.
So if I give it back to you overnight?
Even though I give it back to you in a month, 2 months.
No, if I give it back to you immediately.
So what?
You lend me $10, I don't really need it. Thank you very much.
What's the problem? I know, you give me
I
10 bucks.
For 5 seconds.
So what? So I'm about to give you back 10, so what's the problem?
Sorry?
I'm giving you back 10, what's the problem? Talking about I'm giving you more. I'm giving you a dinner and this other thing. Listen, I'm giving you more than what you asked me for. But because I have the money in my house, as if I'm already paying you right now, and therefore there's no... Other shame don't accept this at all. They say, if I make up with you, clearly, borrow me a dollar, lend me a dollar, and I'll pay you back $1.50, yeah. It's more like Mekcha Memcha, yeah.
Yes,
it's not a fee. Yeah. Had you said that, maybe you're allowed to, but you're saying clearly, you would have said, I'm paying you back the dollar for the loan, and I'm going to pay you five cents for the time that you put in to find money. That's something else. We learned before that, no, the panosa isn't currency exchange. We learned before that he lends money. Not lending money. That's not his job. He's not a banker. He's a foreign exchange.
Yeah, but I'm saying whatever. How does he
currency exchange?
He charges the fee for the.
Yeah, exactly. It's a different word. Yeah.
Service charge.
When he sends you this, what do you call this? I'm giving this extra kisses.
I don't know what this is. What's a trisa? What did it say there? What's a trisa? No. It must be a kind of a coin.
Small one.
Copper. Kalman is we had
an exchange coin.
We had a machzor shekel. When you divide the machzor shekel to halves, you got to give the half and a kalban. A kalban means a small amount more. Doesn't have, it's not exact. It's a small amount, not a small nomination. I don't know what it is. I don't know, yeah.
I thought we had it's an actual coin.
We had it in Shkolim. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know these things. Okay. So anyway, right to Toshma Kuman Hel. It says in the Brais, it says, Kol Hanas and Domim. Kol Hanas and Domim. Sorry? Oh.
Which is the Tris?
Oh, so it's quite valuable because it's worth much more than a Prutta. Because a Prutta is an eighth of an Isser. And this is three Isser.
That's a regular Isser or Isser the top?
Oh, you're right. Okay. It says, "Kol hanas adamin gavech." Anything that's treated like money, anyway, which means we're talking about money. Kivon shezoch hazen is chayiv b'chalipin. Once you were zeichin the money, the other guy is chayiv b'chalipin. So we see clearly that what? Once you got the money, I owe you the other thing. So we see clearly that money can be used as chalipin. Clark. As the Gemara, "Kol hanas adam b'achem ani matbeil." Ushbam maybe not chalipin. So we clearly that you're kind of the money. I'm kind of the object, wherever it is. That's chalipin. Because I didn't make a meshichar hanbo. But if you the hachik kama, you misunderstood. Kol hanishim damin. We're not talking about money itself. We're talking about that metalklin which are easily valued. So then, call on nishna, and let's say these metals are so easy, everyone knows what the value of this metalklin is. So when I give it to you, I rather we know that's worth $20. And therefore, I'm going to sell you something in its place $20. That's chalipin. We're talking about a commodity. In Hachinam, we're not talking about money at all. I'll prove it to you. Mistabra, Miliktani, it says, Sefer, it says in the Sefer, Ketzar, for example. What's a case of how does Kol Hanishim Adamin work? Hechlif Shoy B'Potter. So what are we talking about? Not money, we're talking about objects. The Yemachlif Ashoy B'Potter, or a Chamoy B'Shoy, Shmami, no, is a Raya, that what? We're talking about Chalipin, we're not talking about money. Now, according to the one who says that you need a Keli for Chalipin, and not a Peter, so he has to learn Pshat in the Braise a little bit, and we'll soon see how he learned Pshat in the Braise. Well, now this is the Gemara that make it a bit hard. You ask me a question, tell me, according to your question, how did you even understand Pshat in the Braise? I want you to explain to me why you even had a question, why you wasted our time in having a question. Exactly. So he says here, the way you will have to talk about actual money. So how did you learn the Braise when it says Kates and Machlum Shadow Khamar? That's money. Hachikam, this is what I thought in the beginning. The Braise is saying that what? That we're talking about metalklin, that you metalklin is chalipin. And then the Braise says, not only Kalim, but even Pedis. Hachikam, who paid a nami of the chalipin. Pedis can also be made of chalipin. Kates and Hechli Shadow Khamar Shadow Khamar, which is Pedis. And therefore, the Sefer is not explaining the Reisha. The Sefer is another case of Pedis. The Reisha is talking about Kalim. But we're talking not talking about money, we're talking about Kalim. Talking about a honey chal of sheches who learns that Pedis can be the Pedi of the Chalipin is fine. El Nachman, but he says keli in. Now, but peidi loy naloy means only a shoe or something which is a keli, but not perishables loy of the chalipin or not anything which is a peidi. My ketzad. How does he learn ketzad? How did he? In fact, he learned ketzad. Hachi kamar. And in fact, this question is sai according to the Havim and sai according to the Maskana. How does he learn the peidi ketzad? Hechlif shoy bepara. According to it can be chalipin. Hachi kamar. So this is how he learned about it. That yes, damim, it's all talking about that sometimes money can be used like chalipin. Yes, damim, shehenke chalipin. There's money where you're kinyan with kesef, and it looks like a swap, but the kinyan is not chalipin, because money can't be chalipin. The kinyan is the value. And what is a kinyan? The kinyan is kesef. We learned that you cannot be kinyan metaltlin with kesef. We'll see in a minute. Ketzat, for example. Hechliv the May Shoy Bepara. This is what happened. We value the Shoy for $100. So Reuven says to Shimon, hey, you want the Shoy? It's worth $100. So Shimon says, fine, I owe you $100. And then a few minutes later, Shimon says, by the way, I have a donkey sitting there in my barn that's worth $100. You want to take that? And the guy says, yes. So is this Chalipin? No. This is Kesef. This is exactly. And the Chiddush is that as soon as you pull the potter, as soon as I pull the potter, you will coin it. You're coining the Chamoir. And what? How are you coining the Chamoir? Kinyan Kesef. You coin it through Kinyan Kesef. Now,
the Kinyan Kesef is only attributing a value.
No, Kinyan Kesef was a karka. Karka is kinyan kesef. I'm a talton. If I get the money, I'm not coin anything. But here I are.
But what happened at first, you were coiner with undertaken obligation to actually hand over the money. Right? The first part of the
I owe you money.
And then, money.
That's right.
And then in order to discharge the liability of money, I'm giving you a donkey.
Yeah.
So where did you use the money as Philippine? You didn't use the money.
Well, you didn't pull the party yet. You didn't do anything yet. You have a party, it's worth $100.
Yes.
I said, okay, I'm taking the party of $100. By the way, I have a donkey, that's your payment. And the guy agrees. They didn't make any other kinyanim, that's it. Neither of them can change their mind. Why can't they change their mind? Because they were both kainer already. Why are they both kainer? The chalipin, there's no chalipin over here because there's no chalipin payish. But not as mashicha. Let's say even if he did, that's chalipin. But he didn't do mashicha. It's in my house. But the word is the other guy, both of them are kainer. Neither of them can change their mind. Even the guy who's getting the donkey back cannot change his mind. What did he do? Because it was a kinyan kesef here. What's the, and I kesef doesn't work? Well, see, this kesef is different. Why? So nothing to do with chalipin. Yes, dummy,
in other words, only a conversation here, no object change.
But because we assessed, because we assessed it. That's right.
And then you say there's a Kenyan.
It's all verbal.
No. One guy pulled the potter, but the other guy, how is he kind of?
So he's pulled the potter.
Yeah, no.
So therefore, he's got a chiyuv to hand the guy over money.
Yeah, no. So how, and the other guy's coined another donkey and he can't change his mind. Why not?
Okay, so the question is on the donkey.
Yeah, the other guy, how is he coined it? How was the other guy kainer? The first guy kainer, let's say Mashiach, how was the other guy kainer? Because chalipin. But there's no chalipin by Pedis. It's kinyan kesef. But there's no kesef by Metalflin, so we'll see in a minute. Yeah. My time, Rav Nachman, how come over here kesef works? So because remember we'll learn tomorrow's Gemara Machlekes Rav Yechon the Shlokish, why money doesn't work by Metalkin. The Shlokish says it's Mahatay doesn't work, and Rav Yechon says only the Rabbanon. So look, Rav Yechon Rav Nachman, Rav Yechon Amar Dvar Teira Min Atayda Mo is Koine, his money is Koine, but he Ma'am Rush Mishik Koine. Why does he Mishik is Koine? Zayla, we are worried. Shema Yoimel Lo Nisru Chitecha Balia, that your wheat might have burnt. They'll say, look, too bad, your wheat have burnt in my attic. So if it's a common way of buying, selling, the bono guys, the money is not kainer. But milso lo shkicha, this kind of a format, it's not shkicha at all. Like gozer beit abanon. Therefore, money is kainer. What about the shlokish? The amad he holds mashicha for esh batayi. He holds that the tayi says clearly the only way to be kainer is only mashicha. We'll see the gemara later. What's he going to say? So therefore, it makes no difference if the milso shkicha shkicha. Money is never kainer. So how is he going to learn pshat in the braisa? If you hold that if you hold that paydas cannot be chalipin, so it's not chalipin. How does it work? The hechlik parish shoshay b'chamor chamor is hanichel makes sense. He saw the look at Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes look at Rav Sheshes. That paydas could be chalipin. I'm a chalipin. Tired like Rav Sheshes. I only saw Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman. I'm a paydas loya of the chalipin. That paydas cannot be chalipin. Madbeya loy kani and it can't be a kinyan money. Heichim metarasla. Al koch we have no breda. Rav Sheshes metarasla. Rav Sheshes that word that paydas not chalipin and machlik parish chamor is chalipin because the paydas.
Does that mean we can't
find the shlokish? If he learned like Rav Nachman, this bright it wouldn't work out. Tanan, we learned, it says another Mishnah, Kol Hametalklin Koinin Zeh. It says that any Metalklin can be used to buy other Metalklin, be Koinin, other Metalklin. As soon as you pull one Metalklin, you're Koinin, the other one, Omer Shlokish. Afilu kis mali mais, be kis mali mais. One guy has two wallets full of money, and I pull one, and you're automatically Koinin, the other one. What does that show? That money is Koinin. Chalipin. You can make Chalipin with money. Says the Gemara, Targumar Rav Acha. Rav Acha said, we're talking about a dinner, Anka ve Anigra. We're talking about these kind of coins called Anka and Anigra. One wallet was made up of Anka, one wallet made up of Anigra. And both Echad, one of these coins, should Pasolte Malchus, that the king said, I don't want you to use anymore. But people still used it discreetly. The Schwarzer market, they still used it. That's what Rashi says. And the Echad Shepasalta Medina. And the other one is that the people don't like the coin. For whatever reason, people hate the coin. They don't like a picture on it. They don't like using it. But it has currency. The banks are going to support it. But it's not used at all anywhere. And therefore, what are they? They're both paydas. Because they're not really used. They're not currency. They're commodities. And therefore, you can swap. So, Lecheda, why did Rav Acha have to say that there were two different kinds of coins? Just say they were the same. Utsicha needed. Could he ask me, and if you could tell me, Pasalta Malchus, that what? That the king said, I don't want you to coin anymore, that people use it discreetly, Mishun Lesani Cloud, because it doesn't have a different currency anywhere. Maybe that's why it's paid it. Ava Pasalta Medina, the people don't like it, but technically it's still a currency. The Sani Labor Medina, you can use it in other countries. This region doesn't like using it, but other regions, because it's a real currency, you can use it in other places, and therefore it has value. Maybe it is money. It's money. And if you can tell me only Pasal Medina, the wallet that has what the money that people don't like, in this country you can't use it all anyway. Not in the Schwarz market, not in the Weiss market. But what about if the country was passing the Sagile Bitsina? What about the country passing the Sagile Bitsina that one you can use at least discreetly in the Schwarz market? Ema Kati Matbeyu Slazin of a coin, Ema Beni Khalipin, you cannot use it. See, if we need both. And that's the humility. Omar Rabba said, Rabhune. If Reuven says to Shimon, Macharli Be'elu, he says to Shimon, he's holding money in his hand. And he says to his friend, sell me your object for this money. But what happened was, nobody asked how much was to Rashi in the bottom of the page. Rashi. Macharli Be'elu, so Rashi, Ochaz B'yode Mois, Reuven was holding money in his hand. But Amman, he said to Chavei, to Shimon, Macharli Chepet Shecha Be'elu Shebe'yode, sell me the money in your hand. So sell me the object in your hand for the money in my hand. So what's the big deal? I mean, that's a normal way. But so here, pulled out a whole pile of money. So give me that for this money here. And nobody counted the coins he has to know how much it's worth, not the buyer, not the seller. The kibla miyad alakech. And then he took from the lakech, whatever it was. The din is kona. Lakeach hachefetz b'moiz. So lakeach gave the money to the meicher. And the meicher gave the abd lakech. And the lakech is kona straight away. Even the kid to take it. They ain't echemem yochalas, and neither can change their mind. What kind? Well, so in a second. So what kind of? Usually chalipin, you don't care about the value, as you more understand right now. But money, the whole idea of money is what's the value. Here, I gave you money. I used the word mecharli. It's the wording I used was sell it to me, which sounds like nothing but chalipin. It's a sale, money, and money is not koine, whatever it is. But I said, here, take it, and we'd bother counting, which sounds more like chalipin, you know, in a swap. Then he continues, but because I use the word sell it to me, the yesh loy all of anah, the laws of anah come, we count the money afterwards, and if the money is less than a sixth of whatever the value is, then if you're underpaid by more than a sixth, he has to make up a difference. We treat it like it's that the money is like the if cash. Kodah. And even though the lekeach didn't make a mashiach yet on the object, because the meicher took the money, there was already a kinyan. The kivan, the lekapi, kana. The chi chalipin dummy. On the one hand, it's like chalipin, and therefore the kinyan straight away, and the buyer cannot change his mind. And the yeshloi all of another. Didn't even know the machali be'elu kamalei. Why is it din of an oak? When I said to you, sell it to me for this in my hand, this is like money being paid. So make sure the money is accurate. Which is complicated. We'll see in a minute. However, Rabbi said, "Amar Rav Huna." Rabbi said, "Nei Rav Huna." Mochli be'elu kona. So this is what Rabbi said, Rav Huna. But Rabbi said, Rav Huna, that mochli be'elu kona. Yes, if you kind of, but be'ein lo yalava no. There's no I know here because it's treating like chalipin.
The deal.
Yeah, because he didn't count the money means it's chalipin. And chalipin, there's no such thing as a no. I'm not giving you as value. Say something like this. Pshita, that's for sure. Let's do Rashi. If you all of dinner, im ein b'moyz kedei d'mei achefet, you don't have enough. Shepach seshtus. It's more than a sixth underpaid. Ke chalipin dami, you're the kind of party, but in my bed, chalipin, we're going to ask you, how can you be chalipin? Money cannot be used as chalipin. And why is there a no? The mochli kama, loshen memke, but let chalipin. Didn't use the word chalipin, you use the word memke. So therefore, you have the laws of a no. Back to Gemara, pshita, that's for sure. Dummy, let's say he gave him money, or I gave you an object, and I said, let's swap the ain makpidalein, and nobody bothered checking the value of the object that I'm giving you. It's clear, what are we doing? Chalipin, we're going to swap. You take this, I'll take that. Hakamrina, the kani, the chalipin dummy. It's work, it's chalipin. Yeah, so nobody, the other guy doesn't have to make a mashikha on the object, and as soon as I accept the money, the deal has happened. What about chalipin umakpidalein? What about I gave you an object and I said clearly it's chalipin, but then I said let's look at the value of this handkerchief you're giving me. Is it worth anything like what I'm giving you in this place? I'm looking at it for its value. So the question is, my, how do we view that? Do we say that this is mamash chalipin? Or say the moment I said, let's look at the value, I'm counting the chalipin, so what am I really doing here? This is kesef. I want to see the value of the handkerchief. If the handkerchief is, I'm selling you something $100, if you give me a handkerchief that's worth $100, fine. So what am I really doing now? It's no longer chalipin. I just canceled the chalipin and I converted it to a kinyan of kesef. That's the question. Toshma, come in here. How do you show your teifas parosa? Actually, let's just do it quickly. Chalipin makpid alei and nosin lechefas bechefas. I gave you one object and for another object. Betoidas chalipin, and we said let's swap. Liknois kedin kinyan shekoinin besudin, like any other kinyan we came through a handkerchief. I give you a handkerchief and then we'll soon see tomorrow who gives the handkerchief to who. Vezem makpid lirais, and this guy on the receiving end of the handkerchief starts looking at it. She has sudin shove and kol kach. He wants to make sure the handkerchief is not going to worth something. Maud, what's the question? Me konu tavayim mashicham. Do we say that the chalipin, one of them pulls, other one automatically is kinyan, because that's how chalipin works. One kinyan, the other one's on kinyan. Oidil mahoyel sins vihikpid alein. He's very concerned about the value. Harein kedom. It's like a regular case of value. Vavilu mois, it's money. Vein kinyas achim shigam hashayin. A kinyan until the second guy does the mashiach as well. Says he malabaita. So toshma. Hadashoye teifiz parosai. A guy was standing in the marketplace. Reuven was standing in the marketplace. He's holding on to his cow. And he's standing there. Bochaved, he came along Shimon. And Shimon says to Reuven, "Paros chalama, what are you doing here with the cow?" So the owner of the cow, Reuven, says, "L'chamoyla," he said, "I'm here because I need to buy a donkey." So the Shimon who asked the question said, "Oh, guess what? Yes, I actually happen to have a donkey, not here with me, but at home. Shani, you know what? I will give you the donkey. So tell me, paroscha bekama." So we're not just doing a swap. I need to know what's the value of your cow, your bull, bekach bekach. So he says he names, he nominates a sum. Then he has the guy owner of the cow says to the Shimon, "And chamorcha bekama, and what's your donkey worth?" He said, "Bekach bekach." Then we say, "Moshach bala chamoyl es ha-potter." If the owner of the donkey doesn't have his donkey here, gives a pull the potter. But what happened was the bala potter was not able to pull the chamoyl because the chamoyl was still sitting in the house of the owner. Ad shemeis chamoyl. So who owned the donkey at the time when the donkey died?
He didn't make a maisa kinyan.
He didn't kinyan. If it's a chalipin, we say as soon as one guy is kinyan, the other guy will make his kinyan. Here we say loy kone bala chamoyl as a potter. Then you know what? The owner of the potter did not have the donkey yet, so the whole deal falls apart, unravels. Why?
Because
they mentioned that. Exactly. The moment they start talking about value of the swap, is that we're not talking about chalipin, we're talking about kinyan kesef. Kinyan kesef not kone, until the other guy makes a kinyan. Shma mino chalipin, umakbir lein loy kone, kolor araya. Rashi. Paras chalom, why do you bring makbir? I'm about to, sorry, back to the Gemara. Omar Rava says Rava. Now this is a very interesting Gemara. Omar Rava says Rava. Otu chalipin b'shuftin askin. Let me ask a question. Let's say it's no money, just chalipin. What? I'm going to give you a $100 item for a handkerchief that's worth $1.
Okay.
Yeah, was that the lekopti? Kol chalipin mikpakati. Every time there's chalipin, the person is makpid that you should. If you give
the
me
right value.
Yeah, something of value, the kana. So therefore, lechayda. So every time, what are you telling me that the moment I ask you what the value is, it's always chalipin. But every chalipin, we talk about value of the object you give me of chalipin.
Enter into the deal unless you've made an assessment at
of the value,
yeah.
Yeah, which is hard to understand. Who does it? What we're talking about here. The, before we go back, look at Rashi. Amar Rava, other chalipin the krab b'shur skin and the loy kopti ladas sheshav k'tzas domim. So Rashi doesn't say that the chalipin has to be worth equivalent. It has to have some value. Some value. She yitav be'enav. In other words, he should feel good that you treat my thing with a little respect, that you're giving me something that has some value, notional value. Losses la shalai kenegdi. So I will give you my thing in its place. And yet we say the kana. So even though it has to have some value, we're kana. So what's going on in this case here? So why by the potter when we talk about value? I'll tell you why. Because the fact, the way we talk, I'm going to explain. Back to Gemara. What are we talking about over here? The Amalei said to him, "Chamor b'potter v'tleh." The guy said, "Your bull, my bull's worth $100. Your chamor is worth $80. What is going on here?" So sorry, the other way around. The chamor is worth $100, and the bull's only worth, or the cow's only worth $80. So the owner of the donkey said, "Give me your cow and give me your sheep, and for that you're going to get my donkey." Right?
So we're changing the story of the guys?
Yes, the whole story is changing. He doesn't have the sheep with him, but the sheep is somewhere else. So when the Balach HaMoish schleps the potter, he didn't complete the deal yet. No, we're talking about Chalipin over here, but we're talking about Chalipin. The fact that he made a value doesn't cancel the Chalipin turned into money. The reason why it wasn't Koini is because the Chalipin was a Chamoir and a Tleh, a potter and a sheep for a Chamoir. But the guy pulled only the potter, the sheep wasn't here. So there was no Chalipin hasn't happened yet. The swap hasn't happened. There wasn't the value. I want to know, Poshet, because I want to get the. So it's still Kinya Chalipin. Because we don't care. I want value. I want value. But I hold that even though I ask for value, it's still Chalipin. That's the point. The Gemara, you ask me a question, the moment I ask for value, is always Chalipin's money. I'm saying it is Chalipin. So what if I ask for value? It's still Chalipin. So how come over here then the whole deal falls apart? Because the Chalipin was, you give me two for one.
But if you go to the story, there's no sheep in there. You know, the story is the guy's holding a cow. The guy said, what your cow is? I'm looking to.
Yeah, you're holding him. A sheep is at home. You got to go home and get it.
And then the guy says, okay, so the guy's Moshech, he says, I've got a donkey at home.
That's right. And how much the potter worth? 100? I have a donkey worth 100. Let's make a swap. The moment I pull the potter, the donkey's yours. It's Chalipin. Right. The fact that I ask you for value, according to the Gemara you're explaining right now, does not cancel the Chalipin.
Because
every Chalipin has value.
But whether you talk value or don't talk value, Chalipin is koine.
As soon as one guy did one. Everybody is. We had
so
a bomb coming. But that's Chalipin. That's not what I was saying here. Every Chalipin has value, and that's still Chalipin. So the fact that they asked you what the value of the cow is, so what? It's still Chalipin. Doesn't cancel. Not like you said before. Well, two more lines. So what happened was the owner of the donkey pulled the potter. But he didn't pull yet the sheep, which is part of the deal. The Lahavi Meshicha Ma'alya wasn't a good Meshicha. That's why if the donkey dies, the deal never happened. So maybe Chalipin, even talking about value, is still Chalipin.